My Struggle as Editor of 1 Peter 5, or Mary Against the Antichrist Technocracy, Part 3, What 1 Peter 5 Did for Me. So, as we explained in Part 2, because of the internet, I met someone who made me Catholic. After that, I pretty much unplugged from Skynet, aka the virtual reality known as the World Wide Web. I plugged back into reality. And reality was beautiful. Thanks be to God. Fast forward from 2013 to 2018, the summer of shame. A lot changed in me during my time off the internet. A lot changed for the better, by God's grace. But then I saw Catholics online questioning their faith because of the McCarrick scandal and a bad pope called Francis I. Without thinking much, I dove back into the murky waters of the Matrix. Using the internet, I began researching church issues again and found 1peter5.com. It was an online journal with hard-hitting information completely free for all. This helped me make some sense of what was going on and introduced me more and more to the beauty of Catholic tradition. It also allowed me to share whatever I could to help the faithful, as I began with my first article in 2019, which explained why no one needs to follow Rod Dreher or Michael Warren Davis into another virtual reality called Eastern Orthodoxy in order to escape the cross of suffering that Jesus Christ demands of us in our time. At this point in the story, I have to pause and ask for money. That's right, money. In the virtual reality of the internet, you have to worship the number of the algorithm beast to become trending in order to have the time to produce something substantial like 1 Peter 5. But does this beast worship Christ the King or not? I have my doubts. Instead of trying to worship the algorithm beast, Steve Skojak founded 1 Peter 5 in 2014 as a nonprofit that exists solely on donations. Now, you can click on the link below for the text, which has the podcast with Dr. Mike Cirilla, one of our contributing editors. And he talks about, he was very much a co-founder with Steve Skojak. Steve Skojak's obviously the main founder, but Dr. Cirilla was with him from the beginning. And I also wanted to give a personal thank you to Steve Skojak for writing your recent post on Mary, the Pietà, which inspired me to write this whole five-part introspection. Now, getting back to 2014 with Steve Skojak founded 1 Peter 5, because he created a nonprofit which exists solely on donations, this allowed Steve to provide 1 Peter 5 free for everyone. People like me who just wanted to Google to give me answers. Because 1 Peter 5 is free, the Google beast was forced to cough up 1peter5.com, and there I was in 2018 discovering a pearl of great price. Thanks, Steve. After my aforementioned friend David Villeneuve, I owe another good of gratitude to you for creating a free resource like 1 Peter 5. Steve spent hours every month raising the funds to keep the lights on at 1 Peter 5, so I'm incredibly grateful to him for that. But that brings me back to the money. We still have mouths to feed and bills to pay at 1 Peter 5. Help us pay those things and keep 1 Peter 5 free online so souls like me and you can benefit for free. This is not just paying for a product. This is a confraternity. This is an online community on Telegram where we can truly connect as traditional Catholics around the world and pray for the mission of 1 Peter 5, chip in some cash for the costs, and fight manfully like our forefathers with fasting and reparation under the banner of Our Lady of Fatima in her Russian icon. Now, why do some Catholics mock this as grifting? Excuse me, are you a communist? Do you understand that in the real world, things cost money? Or do you think Catholic social teaching requires Catholics to offer all their work for free and pay obeisance to the algorithm beast? My brother, why not consider with gratitude the greatness of what we have been given and contribute to a Catholic apostolate instead of complaining that you can't make another man work to you for free? yes, we do want to make 1 Peter 5 free for all. It's an apostolate, and that's what I'm thankful for. If I was Googling church stuff in 2018 and found a paywall, I probably would have clicked somewhere else. But I didn't, because 1 Peter 5 is free. Back in 2018, it was only free because Steve had worked extremely hard for years to raise all the funds needed. This allowed him to pay the writers, creating the best quality possible, maximizing the apostolic power of the institution. Now, by the way, we still don't pay our writers as much as First Things, for instance, because we cannot afford that. But we pay them what we can, and we can do that because of you, the donors. So that's why I'm appealing to you to donate for our year-end fundraiser. This helps us continue to provide this information for free to everyone who searches the internet for the truth of tradition, like I did in 2018. Back in 2018, when I plugged back into the internet, this antichrist technocracy, I did not realize that the demons immediately swirled their black wings and flew right at me. The fact is, I underestimated the evil power of the internet. I thought the evil was merely the obvious evil, like evil images, euphemism, pornography. No, it's much worse than that. And I was about to experience that evil for myself, internally and externally. To be continued.